Hello, this is Nathan.
Hi, Nathan. Good morning to you. This is Paul calling you back here from Local Splash. We, of course, spoke briefly yesterday, but we've spoken before about branding your business on Google. And did your friend ever build that website for you or not yet?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, I mean, obviously we do still do websites in-house for our clients that don't have one. And, you know, we would still include that website for you at no additional cost. Now, if you remember, we spoke about a month and a half ago, almost 2 months ago. Originally, you know, it's $249 as a month to month. That's even with the website. Facebook ads are included, Google, Bing, Yelp, Apple Maps. Of course, the whole point of it is to make sure that your business is one of the options that people see in that 20-mile service area, both residential and commercial clients would find you just by typing in keywords related to the services that you provide. And, of course, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is just a flat rate. So I wanted to see if you had any questions for me.
Yeah, what were the other options without the website?
Well, we would want you to have a website, and the website's at no additional cost. I mean, the other option, and with the 20-mile radius, you might be able to get away with it, but, I mean, you're kind of servicing the greater Sacramento area. I would recommend that we do include the Facebook ads. The $249 is a reduced rate for the Platinum package, but it still has $100 of Facebook ads. That part was not reduced at all, and that equates to about 400 clicks in a month. I mean, Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents per click, so $100 is about 400 clicks in a month. That means that people in your service area who need your services, they might not even be actively going on Google or Bing trying to find a number to call, but they know that they need your services. And when they see your ads, they see your website, that will build for you at no cost. That gives them the opportunity to pick up the phone and call you. I mean, the only other option would be to remove the Facebook ads, but it only saves you $50. We don't do a $149 as a local only anymore. So you'd be looking at $199, and that does remove the $100 of Facebook ads. It saves you $50, but you lose $100 of Facebook ads. I would recommend including the Facebook ads. It just gets you more opportunities. But if you're really looking for something budget-friendly, that $199 is an option, and it does also still include the website. Now, in either case, the website is included, meaning we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and update it for you at no additional cost. I mean, our service is offered month to month, and we want you to see success. We know that having a website that showcases your work and talks about your company does give people the reasons to call you when they can see it. So, of course, the website's going to be on that first page. That's the main goal. But having that website is going to ensure that steady stream of phone calls. That's the whole point, getting your phone ringing, sending you the jobs, making sure that you're profitable. That way you want to keep the service. So the website, again, is included. The building of it, the hosting, the maintenance, even the updating of the website is included at no additional cost. Whether you do the local campaign at $199 or include the Facebook ads, you're looking at $249 as an out-the-door cost for that package.
Okay. And then if I do this for like 6 months,
sure,
and I'm unhappy with the service, what happens with the website?
So it is a month-to-month service. Of course, you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. As far as the website goes, of course, any website needs to be hosted somewhere for people to see it. If you wanted to stop using the service, we could simply host the website for you, keep it on our server and charge like $20 or something like that, $20, $29. That would still include the hosting, maintenance, and updating of the site, but no other services. Or we could transfer the domain over to you and you can host the website somewhere else. But you wouldn't lose the content that we'd create. Of course, we would just stop updating and optimizing it.
Understood.
You have ownership of your Google listing. In that sense, it's kind of like when you're riding a bicycle and you get to a downhill, you could stop pedaling. You'll keep going for a little bit, maybe even pick up some speed. But without us in there updating and optimizing and making, you know, small changes and adding posts and pictures and things like that, you would slowly see your placement fall off the first page. It wouldn't happen overnight, but it would happen over time. But, of course, as long as you're a satisfied client, it's our job to keep you right on that first page.
Got it. Okay, let's try it out then. Let's go ahead
and
do it.
Duck, that it's Duke's Trenchless Sewer and Drain, right? That's how you want the business branded?
Yeah, that's how the business branded. I do have the .com already. It's, you know, Duke's Trenchless.com.
Yes. Yeah. And we can use that domain to build out a new site on it.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. Is the phone number that we're speaking on right now, is this going to be the phone number that you want your customers to call? Is this the business number?
Yeah, you can use this number. We'll update it here. I'm going to be changing my number soon.
But, yeah, but it's still going to be a good number for us to connect with you, to contact you regarding your account. Okay, yeah. And if anything ever changes, just let us know. We can always update that information. And then for Duke's Trenchless, it's D-U-K-E-S, but no apostrophe. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, and then the and between sewer and drain is spelled out, A-N-D, not the symbol?
Yes. Yes,
okay,
correct.
Perfect. I never did get your last name.
It's Kinney, K-I-N-N-E-Y.
K-I-N-N-E-Y, Mr. Kinney. And then, correct me if I'm wrong, the business is actually service-based, meaning that you go out to the customer, no one comes to you, there's not like a physical address. Okay, that's fine. I mean, Google fully expects service-based businesses to be kind of running that way. They don't expect you to have a storefront. So you'll just be listed kind of city and state. Not even a zip code, but of course we can do a 20-mile radius, 30-mile radius. We don't just draw a big circle around you. We'll be able to target specific cities, big and small, specific zip codes, even specific neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. Now, one thing I'll do here is to schedule a follow-up call with our technician. We're going to have what's called a client interview. So we'll talk to you in detail about your services and service area, talk to you about any mission statement that you might have, tagline, slogan, motto, etc. You know, what's unique about your business. If you want to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we'll create one for you with your suggestions. And, of course, we'll take care of all of that in that follow-up call. And then that initial payment, like I said, with the platinum package, the Facebook ads included, it's $249 as an out-the-door cost. I waived your original setup fee, save you an extra $99 there. How did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What's going to work best for you, sir?
MasterCard.
MasterCard. And is it your name on that card, the business name, or both? First and last, Nathan Kinney?
It's Nathaniel Kinney, actually, N-A-T-H-A-N-I-E-L.
I-E-L, okay. But no middle initial?
No middle initial, no.
Okay. And then you said that was a Visa card, right?
MasterCard.
MasterCard, okay, MasterCard. So let's start with a 5, all MasterCards do. Nathan, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
5581-0800-6007.
Okay.
8829.
And then the expiration month and year?
It's 0329.
03 of 2029. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
516.
516. So I've got 516516 on the back. I've got March or 03 of 2029 for the expiration date. And then was the card itself 5581-0800-6007-8829?
Correct.
And then what is the billing address of that card?
3729 Winston Way.
Okay. And the zip code?
95608.
Okay. So the one thing that I'll do in addition to reading or to doing the the follow-up call with the technician. Because we're Google partners, Nathan, we are required to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that it is a fixed flat rate, that we're even including your website, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, actually pretty straightforward. And just 1 second then to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Nathan, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Duke's Trenchless Sewer and Drain.
Perfect, and that's exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Nathan Kinney, and I am the owner.
And Mr. Kinney, as the owner of Duke's Trenchless Sewer and Drain, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, that MasterCard in your name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account, right?
Yes.
Of course. Now, it says to get results as fast as possible, Nathan, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Mr. Kinney, of course, it's our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Nathan, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, it is month to month. The reason that we ask, though, is all the content that we'll be creating for your company. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we will always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information is always accurate. Mr. Kinney, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. We'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you. And we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, with it being a month-to-month service, and, of course, with the website even included, this next part reads as follows. It says, your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 2nd of July, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. And, again, Nathan, that $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount. So there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories. There is that social media campaign. The paid Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. And in this case, we'll also be including a Google compliant, mobile optimized, and conversion driven website. That custom website is included at no cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the second of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $249. Once again, Nathan, that rate would never go up on you. It is offered on a month-to-month basis, which of course means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and you can pause it if you end up getting more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. If necessary, you can pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent the charge to the next month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Kinney, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekends. Nathan, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do have a question.
Sure.
Can I ask the question now?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. You said something about stopping the service because of having to not answer, like, business calls. So what does that mean exactly?
Pause
the service, not cancel the service, to pause the service?
No, you can pause the service if you get more work than you can take on or if you need to go on vacation for a month or two. Or you can pause the service seasonally if you need to. So when we pause the service, we pause everything, including the billing. The one thing that we would take down or stop doing would be the Facebook ads because there is the $100 budgeted into that $249. We wouldn't take anything else down, but, of course, we wouldn't update or optimize it. So, again, like when we stop, if you did stop using the service, we just stop everything. But in this case, we would just be pausing it.
Okay, understood.
Okay. All right, so in about a minute, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and, of course, the support email. You get it by email anyway, but if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I got the email right here.
Okay. Looks like our system has already sent the initial invoice email. It does have our client support information on there. Oh, I refreshed and you got the welcome email too, and an additional email as well. All of our emails get sent out in bulk kind of every couple of minutes. So you got everything almost all at once there. The one email that I'd want you to look at right now, though, or at least first, is the Local Splash initial invoice. If you click on it, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. That blue click here is hyperlinked. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Okay. So you click on the click here. It goes to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about all the different services we'll be providing for you. I don't want to walk you through everything, but you can scroll down above that line. Now, obviously, Google's going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus, although about 1 out of 10 will choose Bing over Google. Most of those people are searching on their smartphone. We will mirror the content on Bing. So, of course, you'll be able to get those opportunities as well. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's everything necessary for first page placement. We are doing the website for you and, of course, the Facebook ads too. Now, you'll see a long line that goes across it. Populate your mobile number below it in two boxes that we'd want you to click on. One is that you agree to receive SMS or text messages. The other that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. So click both of those boxes. The longer box with the arrow pointing towards it, that's where you would click and either type in or copy and paste your name. Has to be an exact match, so it's Nathaniel Kinney, case sensitive. The N and K are capitalized. If you copy and paste, just make sure you're not copying an extra space before your name or after your name. But once you've got your name as it appears there, click the confirm signature box. It's the orange box. Now, that does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we even waived your setup fee, that we're including the website, that we reduce the cost, and it's a fixed rate. It does also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify, or to do a video verification to verify that you are an active business in the local area, as well as to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's out there is accurate, and to fix it if it's not. Now, if it's taking you to the login page, you can stop right there. Although your username and password are in your welcome email. And let me open that up right now. Looks like your username is your phone number. That's in our system the same way. It makes it easy for us to access, but it also is easy for you to remember. The area code is included, but just numbers, so no dashes or parentheses or anything like that. So 916-640-5685, that's your username. Now, the default password is the money, T-H-E-M-O-N-E-Y, no spaces, lowercase. You can change that once you access your tracking system, but you don't have to try to log in right now. The automated system thinks your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it now, so it's asking you to log in. In the next day or so, we do have to do your client interview first, but in the next day or so, you'll get notification by email and text that your dashboard is active, and at that point, you can log in, use that default password, but you can change it once you're in your tracking system. Some people never change it.
I already signed in when you told me to do it as you were doing that. I'll change up my password.
I probably just gave
you an
error message, right, that we're still trying to set everything up.
No, it actually let me go in, and now I'm setting up my new password right this second.
Oh, wow. Okay. I do have to schedule your client interview, though. I could still get you in at 9, if that works, or there's a 10 or 11. We schedule by the hour. Call gets to you at the beginning part of the hour. It takes about a half an hour after that. There are 1, 2, and 3 o'clock available this afternoon, too. So did you want something as soon as possible, maybe later on today?
Tomorrow would be better.
Tomorrow?
I got a busy afternoon.
No problem. We could do as early as 7 or as late as 3, just the one exception of noon when they take their lunch break.
Yeah, let's do 7 a.m. Is this I'm in California,
Pacific.
So 7 a.m.
Yeah,
California?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
We're in California, too.
Let's do 7. Yeah,
okay.
7's good.
7's good? Okay,
Hold on. I'm so sorry. I cannot do 7. I'm dropping my nephew off tomorrow morning at the airport. Let's see here. Can we do the following day at 7, maybe?
Yeah, there's nothing else available tomorrow. We could tomorrow's the day after is the 4th. We'll be closed that day.
Oh, and the 4th. Dang, what am I doing here? I am off on my days here. let's do tomorrow. Let's do tomorrow at, let's see, I'll drop them off. Let's say 9 o'clock.
Yeah, okay. It's going to be scheduled from 9 o'clock until 10. Call takes about half an hour, gets you right at or within a couple of minutes of the start at 9 o'clock. If I happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning to kind of introduce you to your technician, answer any questions you might have. Might already be in a call, in which case they'll call you on their own. They'll take really good care of you either way. I did want to add an additional layer of protection here, just a simple question and answer. Anyone who calls us and tells us they're with Duke's Trenchless Sewer and Drain, even if it's you, Nathan, and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you to verify the answer to the security question. And then this is really important, especially like a week from now when your website's active. If you start getting phone calls from someone claiming to be Google, or even if they say they're local Splash, first of all, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon, and they would need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't give you that information almost immediately, just politely let them go. If anyone ever calls you and asks you for more money for your Google listing, just let them go. Like I said, the voice verification is clear. It bills once a month on the second for $2.49 and never a penny more. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
City I was born in.
City you were born in, and then what is the answer?
Phoenix.
Phoenix, okay. have to type it in twice, but you're all set there. And then, let's see, so at 9 o'clock is your client interview for tomorrow. That means at 8 mm-hmm. o'clock you're going to receive a reminder email. That email is going to be sent to your email inbox. Just to remind you that the call itself is scheduled at 9. I did also send you a calendar invite. That calendar invite is just for your records. You don't have to respond to it. Many people do, and it's okay if you do. It's just going to say local splash CIENG. Then it's got your username, your name, and then your phone number. Now, you can send anything and edit everything to the support@localsplash.com email. Please just include your username or your phone number. When we do the client interview, they'll probably give you photos, P-H-O-T-O-S, photos@localsplash.com. You can always email the photos team directly. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. Real pleasure speaking with you. I'd be happy to say a quick hello to you when we give you that follow-up call tomorrow morning around 9 o'clock.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
And you do prefer Nathan, right? Not Nathaniel?
Yeah, Nate or Nathan, yeah.
Nate or Nathan. Okay, I'll put that in the notes. Yeah. Of course, everything went out officially to Nathaniel as it's the way it is in the billing. But you take care, Nathan, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks again.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, too. Take care. Bye now.